Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. Vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palouka. Dneska je nedíľa 28. apríla 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Palouka, and today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. For those of us on the old calendar, today is Kvitna Nedilya, Flowery Sunday, Palm Sunday. We wish all of you celebrating Palm Sunday today a very blessed Palm Sunday. And as you prepare for Holy Week and the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, we have our final Lenten selections for you. We have Yeda Nastras Hotovilsya, In Gethsemane's Darkness, and Preter Pivli Zanas Strasi, Having Suffered the Passion for Us. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russian FM. Don't forget to listen next week to our second special Easter broadcast, and that broadcast is sponsored by Theodora Ratzin Maestri, who is the granddaughter of Theodore Ratzin, and I will tell you about him and the church that he belonged to in our historic focus in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can donate by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org, hover over Get Involved, and click Donate. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Donate. Велицький мир, добрий каждый день. Довно ще рахуєм, ровно ще рахуєм, кельо уж порує на пену. Довно ще рахуєм, ровно ще рахуєм,
Ружа мій ide dija frajirečko moja, čo mňa teda chváme z rúžami, ide dija frajirečko moja.
Today's historic focus, we will take a little different approach today, and we will look at St. Mary Byzantine Catholic Church in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, as well as Professor Theodore Ratzin. I would like to thank Theodora Ratzin Maestri for giving me this information. She is the sponsor for next week's special Easter broadcast, and she is the granddaughter of Theodore Ratzin. And any cantors out there may know the name Theodore Ratzin. In 1925, Professor Theodore Ratzin took the works of Bokshai and Malinich, the cantors from and the professors from the Uzhhorod Seminary, and put them to four-part harmony here in the United States. And I've seen some of his works going through some of the pages. I sort of cantor, maybe an associate or whatnot cantor at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McKees Rocks. The roots of St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church, located in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, are traced to an area nestled in the Carpathian Mountains in present-day eastern Slovakia. The founding fathers were Rusyn by nationality, and by religion, they were Eastern Byzantine Catholics. The founding fathers of St. Mary's immigrated to the country in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. After celebrating religious services in private homes, plans were made for the construction of a church in Wilkes-Barre on North Main Street. The cornerstone was blessed on the Feast of the Assumption in 1888. In 1 year alone, the parish had grown in numbers that it necessitated a larger building. The new church was built almost directly across the street from the old. In the spring of 1907, construction of the new church and parish house began. The first divine liturgy in the new church was celebrated on Palm Sunday, 1908. Within the next decade, the church was beautifully appointed with icons, and a floor-to-ceiling iconostasis was installed. This was all accomplished under the leadership of Reverend Nicholas Chope, who had served the parish for 54 years. September 1909 marked the opening of the first Byzantine Catholic parish school in the United States, staffed by Professor Theodore Ratzin and other lay teachers. The first mission group of the Order of St. Basil the Great began their first school year in September of 1925 with 292 pupils. A new school building was constructed in 1929, and it was also this year of the first graduating class. The parish grew and prospered. Under the leadership of Professor Stephen Pauley, St. Mary's Choir was formed and gained notable recognition. Theodore Ratzin was born in 1879 in a village in Upper Schottische County around the areas of Borodino and Svidnik, where he attended private education, went through high school, and then went to the monastery. There he studied music and would have been a monk if he were not inducted into Franz Joseph's army. He was in the cavalry, and because of his experiences in the army, he felt he could not return to the monastery. So he got married. In that, he also became a cantor in the Byzantine Catholic Church, just as his father was. Theodore's father decided to come to America to work in the mines to make money to pay off some debts. While in Pennsylvania, he noticed that the Byzantine Catholic Church there did not have a professor. Back then, a professor was a choir master or a cantor, as well as a teacher. Theodore subsequently moved to America, then found a parish to stay, sent for his wife and oldest son. Then he was the cantor's cantor. He would go from parish to parish, teaching other men to become cantors or professors, as they were called. These professors taught catechism as well as Russian school. After public school was out for the day, the students would go to the basement of a church to learn their catechism and to learn to read and write in the Russian language. Theodore was also a composer, a playwright, a writer, and a historian. As a composer, he wrote some of the music still sung in the Byzantine Catholic Church today. The playwright never had anything published, but the plays were performed by the people in the congregation. Theodore would hold rehearsals and direct the players as they would usually perform on a stage in the basement of some churches. Some of his plays were also musicals. He spent hours at the Russian typewriter writing articles and opinions and sending his writings to magazines. Theodore had a lot of influence. He believed that when in Rome, do as the Romans. He was instrumental in getting the church to change from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. The bishop at the time threatened to excommunicate him for writing editorials about why the church should change the calendar. In October 1930, Theodore contracted pneumonia. He went with Father Chopai to sing at the graveside since he was the cantor, and it was a cold and rainy day. Theodore got soaked and got pneumonia. Theodore passed away October 27, 1930, at the very young age of 51. In those days, usually the bodies were moved to the living room after being cleaned for viewing. Because Theodore was very well known, he had many friends, he was taken to the local Morris Funeral Parlor. It was a very large funeral. People, parishioners, friends, scholars, priests, hundreds of people filled the church. Theodore was buried in a plot in Dallas Cemetery, which is part of St. Mary's, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. May the memory of Theodore Ratzin and his contribution to the Prostopinia of the Byzantine Catholic Church never be forgotten, and may his memory be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Моя не лай мені. погину, сам не знаю, де погину. Брати яму, хто ми буде брати яму? Хай вберуть ми чужі люди, вберуть ми чужі люди. Ці не жаль ти, мамко, будь. Моїм серці лежав, ти на моїм серці лежав. Хай пливе кача по ти синій, пливе кача по ти
for our family. families here together. GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Building for your future.
GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Join the Doma Dance Theater and the Carpatha Russin Society for the virtual premiere of the theater's newest work, dance film Mamko Moya Luba. Shot on location in St. Croix, Minnesota, two women dance through a field, weaving around each other with steps derived from folk and contemporary dance vocabulary. Clad in costumes that reimagine elements of women's wear from the Medzi-Laborice district, Alexandra Budnarchuk, who we had on this program a few months ago, and collaborators explore their relationship with matrilineal lineage. The screening will be followed by a discussion with Doma's choreographer Alexandra Budnarchuk and CRS President Emeritus John Righetti on the future of Carpatho Russin dance. This will take place on May 16th, and that is a Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. This is a Zoom meeting, and to RSVP, you need to go to our parent page, the Carpatho Russin Society, hover over our events, and click Doma Dance Theater Presents Mamko Moya Luba. So that is Thursday, May 16th at 6:30 p.m. Central. Go to c-rs.org, click on our events, and look for Doma Dance Theater Presents Mamko Moya Luba. The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho Russin Society is starting back up, and they will be holding a welcome back potluck dinner on Saturday, May 18th. Gather, share, talk, and see how you can contribute to the future of the Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho Russin Society. This meeting will take place at St. Michael's Church Hall, 146 3rd Avenue in Rankin, Pennsylvania. The potluck starts at 4 p.m. If you are interested in the Pittsburgh chapter's Welcome Back potluck dinner taking place Saturday, May 18th, at St. Michael's Hall in Rankin, you can either email Alex at this address, missalexplummer@gmail.com, missalexplummer@gmail.com, or you can call Christine at 412-445-2832. That's Christine, 412-445-2832. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday for our second special Easter broadcast at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Russin FM. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, and listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer and go to russin.fm. Russin.fm, or on your mobile or your tablet, download the app, Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tyzden, s Bohom.
Za polanom czorna rola, ja jej orał nie budu. Za polanom czorna rola, ja jej orał nie budu.
Siadł sobie na konyka, siadł sobie na konyka, taj na winu pojdu. Siadł sobie na konyka, siadł sobie na konyka, taj na winu pojdu.
Ja na winu, z winy do dom, a ty sianę wydała. Ja na winu, z winy do dom, a ty sianę wydała.
Powicze mi moja myła, powicze mi moja myła, na kosty czekała. Powicze mi moja myła, powicze mi moja myła, na kosty czekała. Że jak ty się z winy wernesz, to mnie wezmiesz do sebe. Że jak ty się z winy wernesz, że jak ty się z winy wernesz, to mnie wezmiesz do sebe.
Tot perstery ksztos mi dała, ja ho nosył nie budu. Ktoś mi dała, ja ho nosył nie budu.
Szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, daj na winu pojdu. Szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, szmariu ja ho bystru wodu, daj na winu pojdu.
Sobie naszą drugą frajroczku. prišlo, jakem dívča prosil, také za ňa píšlo. Jakem dívča prosil, také za ňa píšlo.
Rusinil Amerika.